He said he'd score 30 goals, Spex. So what now?
All right, I'm going to leave.
Wait. No.
Spex, he said he'd score 30 goals. What now?
Who?
No, I'm not forgetting.
Forget what?
You are a monogamous.
Number 7 on our list.
What's monogamous?
Titanic, they found it, yeah?
They knew where Titanic was the whole time.
Yeah, but they found it though. Aye. But they went with it after.
Did you see what happens when it implodes?
Yeah.
Like it literally closes in like that in seconds.
What do you mean?
They won't even have time to consider anything, bro. Before you know it, it'll just boom.
There's no way they was really in there though, bro.
Whoa.
Don't do that though, Lippy.
That's a new theory.
They were never in there.
You are romanticizing the whole finding them thing and the, oh, they got 8 hours left. And like, brother, they was gone, bro.
Yeah, they were gone straight away. They were dead straight away.
You can go down there in a better whip. No, because if you're a millionaire, you're not going to see Bill Gates pull up in a Fiat Punto, bro.
There was in a dinger. It's true.
They said that they offered it to Mr. Beast.
And Ross Kemp. Ross Kemp as well.
Yeah, I heard Ross Kemp, but he wanted to go, though. I heard it was his production.
Shakira as well. Shakira said no.
Yeah, he said, yeah, because they did safety checks and it went.
Are you not saying that all these lot could have died then?
Bro, you have to travel 5 hours, 6 hours down there
to see
the Titanic.
No, it's 2.5 hours.
Huh?
It's 2.5 hours. Yeah.
Down in the Titanic to go see the Titanic.
It's 2.5 hours.
What are you not talking about? 2 hours. What? You could swim for like 2 hours, you nutter.
What are you talking about? You've never said nutter before.
Yeah, because it just doesn't make sense. You're telling me the Titanic is two hours down. That's all. So me and you could go tomorrow then. Let's just go build a boat.
Swim 2.5 hours down.
Bro, 2 hours down.
It's water pressure, bro. You can't go there, bro.
How long is it then, man?
It's like 6 or 8 hours.
Yeah, but it's not about that. It's water pressure. You can't go down there like as a person.
Yeah, I
so
know
the
that.
So time it takes to drive
saying,
to Scotland.
He didn't know that. No, he didn't know
First of all, where did you get 6 or 8 hours from? Did you just make that up in your mind?
No, I know because I listened to the news. I know what's going on. And I know the Titanic is not 2 hours down. Oh, okay. Come on, boy. What are we doing here? So that big ship went only for 2 hours. Ooh, 2 hours and we're going to stop here.
Are you sure? What are you talking about?
If something sinks, this is what you do? It's going to go really, really slow. If someone's actually going down there, it's not going to be the same as something sinking.
Yeah, but 2 hours, it's not 2 hours.
It might 2 hours from the surface, maybe. Maybe that's the point.
Yeah,
that's the point. 5 hours from land plus the deep, yeah. But actually 2 hours from the surface. That's possible.
So all the people that are playing the violin, where are they?
They're gone. They got eaten by sharks.
Sure? What about the instruments?
They're still about.
Certain things, the chandelier is still there.
Is it?
I've seen it.
When that ship cut in half, I said, my God, it stood up in the air, looked.
Because they lost communication after an hour and a half of the boat.
Of course, because sound doesn't travel in water.
What?
So you couldn't, what do you mean what?
What are you talking about?
If you go underwater, can you hear anything?
Yes. How do you think whales communicate?
Oh, you're a whale.
That was a very bad argument. How do you think whales communicate? That is a very bad argument.
Sound travels, bro.
So you can hear when you go underwater?
Ariel.
Aquaman's down there.
You call me underwater, I can't hear you.
Did you watch Little Mermaid?
Bro, you can hear the whales, bro.
Watch Little Mermaid, you hear her.
Why did you watch it, bro?
Why did I watch it?
Because
it's a Nang film.
Nang?
Did you just say Nang?
Wait, hold on. Hold on, yo.
Channel U.
What's going on? Why are you saying Nang and he's saying nah? What is going on today?
Nang's outside. Nang's about. I brought it back last year.
Last year you brought it back? Yeah. All right, what a year.
You ain't watched the original Little Mermaid?
I tell you the truth, bro. The new thing looks a bit scary, fam.
No, you're thinking of Jungle Book.
Nah, same thing.
Unless you're thinking of Jungle Book. Mowgli was nice.
Nah, that looks scary. That underwater thing. I see the bear drowning and that.
Did you watch the remake of Lion King?
Sick, man.
I didn't watch that one.
Nah.
Aladdin?
I watched that. That was shocking.
The Lion King one's sick, though. The Lion King one's cold. With Chance the Rapper. Was it Chance the Rapper or Simba? Chance.
I didn't watch it.
I don't watch none of
these. How would you know it was Chance the Rapper from looking at him?
By the voice, isn't it? Could just obviously they do voices.
Nope, wouldn't get it.
I don't listen to Chance the Rapper like that, so I wouldn't.
It's just called credits. That's why you just look it up. I don't know.
Last time I saw him was in Nigeria.
Where's Chance the Rapper?
Nigeria.
Yeah, he was getting in trouble in Nigeria, wasn't he?
In trouble.
Is he white?
What kind of trouble?
Whining a girl.
No, that was in Jamaica.
Married. I was Jamaican, right? Yeah.
And then he come.
You know
he
what? It's not even Chance. It's not Chance. Wait, pause. Forget Chance, because it's not even him. Who's the guy
all
that's
right,
in...
But
sorry,
it doesn't
sorry.
Matter. We're somewhere else
now. Let him land. He's got a lad.
The crowd's getting nuts in the comments right now. It's not Chance. It's the guy that's in... what's that show called? ATL.
Gambino.
Charles Gambino.
Childish.
Childish Gambino.
Say Childish.
Yeah, you said Charles Gambino.
Charles Gambino. That's a crime boss.
Could have been him. It's a voiceover. Could have been him.
Boys, feel free at five. We're here. How's your summer been?
Hot, man.
Hot, innit?
Hot, man.
How's your sleep getting?
I can't sleep, but I haven't. I wake up every 10, 25 minutes, I'm up.
I sleep fine, man.
I sleep all right.
I sleep like a baby.
I'm not enjoying sleep.
No matter how hot it is, I still need the covers on me.
Yeah, I'm a duvet, man. No matter what.
Yeah, you lot are crazy.
You sleep butt naked?
Yes.
Sometimes.
What's this about?
Naked,
bro. What's this about?
It's a bit too free.
There's nothing wrong with talking about sleeping naked, bro.
One second. What's wrong with sleeping butt naked? I sleep butt naked all the time.
Why do you want to know, though?
You live on your own as well.
In the winter, you sleep naked.
Yeah, 100%.
Naked in the winter?
Yeah.
That's a mad thing.
Would you mad? Nah. My duvet wears a jacket, bro. I'm warm.
So what? He wear clothes under the clothes, huh?
Nah, not all the time in the winter. You take off all your clothes when it's minus something.
And you got heavy. And you got heavy tog. And you got heavy tog quilt for the winter. Don't you change the blanket?
Heavy what?
No, bomb. Come on, man. I'm always showing you like, levels and class, man. You got to know about togs. Do you know about togs? Come on, man. Cultured boys. Tigo.
Claws.
Oh.
Wait, hold on. Lippy, you see pajamas?
No, I don't own pajamas.
I can't imagine Libby in pajamas, you know, matching.
I can't sleep with a top on. Like, it's just.
You do like a pajama man. Like, and slippers, not sliders as well, slippers.
I got slippers.
I need to jump on slippers though.
Like the toes concealed.
But if I'm butt naked, it doesn't matter what season.
If it's cold, I'll put a shorts and a socks on. If it's cold and it gets to like December times, -5 outside, I've slept in your hoodie.
Why did you point?
Poets one, the one that Poets got. Do you know the one with the broken man on the thing? On the.
Yes, I do know what you're referring
to. That's a bad boy hoodie. That hoodie.
Come on.
It's heavy.
It's warm, but I wouldn't sleep with
clothes. You're sleeping
in
Poets hoodie, but you're mad about sleeping butt naked. That makes no sense.
Does not make any sense.
Sleeping in Poets hoodie is mad.
It's mad, bro.
It's worse. That's worse than sleeping naked.
What, sleeping in a hoodie?
You've had a stinker.
In Poets hoodie.
He's had a stinker.
You can't wear the man named merch to bed, blood.
Why do you think I'm sleeping?
What?
Huh?
Why do you think I'm sleeping?
Talk us through that one.
Nah, land it or leave it. Land it. Just land it or leave it.
Nah, I don't want to leave it because my plane's still flying.
God, he's flying away. He's going to another country.
Hey, he's on smog today.
It's a bad boy hoodie. It's warm. It's very warm. It's a bad boy hoodie. I like the hoodie, man.
Today, we're going to be counting down the top 10 best players in the world today.
Oh, my list.
It's the last list of the season.
Margs, you're rubbish.
What?
He said my list. His list is always rubbish.
Oh, yeah, no, his list is bad. We're going to have an intervention on his list, actually.
Yeah, have to, man. Going into the next season, big man thing. You have to do this properly now.
No, we'll get there when we get there.
Because you're annoying me.
But today, there's something wrong with you today.
What is going on, bro?
I don't know. Something's wrong with you today, man.
Nothing, man. Go on, sorry.
You're going to get rushed. Because you don't post. I told you.
You need to post
or you need to get punched up, bro.
Oh, stop sleeping in my hoodie because clearly it's not working for
you. Hey, stop saying it like that.
It sounds mad.
It sounds mad. Oh, God. Yeah.
So I'm going to introduce the panel. I'll get those words out. From my right to my left, starting on my right, he just recorded a new music video this weekend. He's got a new project out July 14th.
Hey man, they thought Filthy don't get paid.
No, I'm joking. Go on, T.
But yeah, you're wearing a lot of gold today.
I had it.
Oh, right, it's just like that.
I had it. Oh, no, you used to see his jacket you wore for the video. I had it.
The silver one, it looked cold.
This ain't cooking. Yeah, man. I'm on a love thing this summer. Jordan, not Jordan.
It's always about love, man.
What?
It's always about love.
Well, so why haven't you found love then?
It's there, man. Love is there. Love is blind as well.
Oh, yeah. It is. You've been blind for too long for you.
Hey, Miles, 2 yard passes from now on.
Next on the panel, he's repping the shirt of his biggest op.
That's right.
His name's Kingsley Coman, a.k.a. Spets Gonzalez.
I'm so happy that I've won the league after 7 tries with Werder Bremen.
Does that say Olich?
What, in the back?
Yeah.
Or is there missing letters? Is it?
Lich.
Is it?
No, Lich.
It's meant to be Olich. I've never seen
Wait,
an Olich.
In your seventh season?
Seventh season, man.
Even
so,
that.
Yeah.
Timo Pukki's up front in your seventh season.
Yeah, but it's 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose. It's 5 years ago.
Yeah, people are mad I'm playing 2018, but at least Saka's not in the game.
Bakayo.
Why at least Saka's not in the game?
Because I'm his biggest hater, mate.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, but you were also a rapper's biggest hater, and then you just showed up in his video, so I don't know what to think.
Which one?
Oh.
Which one?
Fredo.
Oh, yeah, Fredo was rapping. He was looking at me. And I said, you know, my shit back in my head, so it's what it is. He didn't hear me, but yeah, Fredo's...
You got a reply verse?
Yeah, in my head, yeah. No. Actually, no, we're friends now, so he's sick. He's sick.
He is sick. You're the last one to figure that out.
How come you got to call up for the video?
I don't know. He just said that he had this long-term vision for me.
You was only for like 5 seconds.
Really, Stormzy, did you? As long as Miles don't get the call, I'm good. Any rapper looking at Miles, only if he's shutting doors.
My cameo was better than yours, though.
Your cameo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you had a cameo this year, you did.
What cameo?
What cameo?
The Nines film.
That was a cam.
Is he in that? He's not in that, is he?
You don't know Miles is in the dance room.
What, the Cop Cycle 2?
Miles fell asleep, man.
No. If you watch that once, you don't see Miles.
Nah, he's tired. You just shut it down.
Are you not being serious?
He's in it. He closes the door.
What door?
What door?
Hey, Artsy, you know when he's asking everyone to put the grow in their yards?
Yeah.
And everyone's saying no. And Miles is one of the people that says no. So you're the first person?
Second.
It'll make sense. A couple of years, it'll all make sense.
I did see it.
A couple of years, it'll make sense.
Yeah, that weren't better than Spex's cameo.
Nah, his cameo was okay, but... Well.
We're not comparing, man. He needs to find love first.
Next on the panel, we got a man who's about to tell us his favourite New York City FC player.
Oh, man, I hate these situations, man.
Go all
man.
Time, because you can't
no.
be...
No. Basically...
Right now.
Okay.
I mean, right... Can you not give me 10 minutes and close your eyes?
I'll be honest with you. I went to New York City FC versus Atlanta United.
We didn't see no pics in the story, but yeah, come.
I went there in March or April, something like that. Shocking stuff. Just really bad stuff. And they play on Yankee Stadium.
They play
in a baseball stadium.
Last time I watched them play, Pirlo was playing, Villa was playing, and Patrick Vieira was managing.
So we'd accept Kevin O'Toole as your favourite player?
Of course, and I was going to get onto that. I just needed time. Yes, thank you, my brother.
Kevin O'Toole? Nah, that's not the O'Toole I know.
That rings a bell. Kevin O'Toole.
You're thinking of Jonjo O'Toole.
That's what I'm thinking Watford. Of. Jonjo O'Toole.
There's two of them.
Anyway, his name's Poet. Gasworks is back.
One, people, we had speed, and it was one of the worst conversations I've ever had in my life.
Do you know that sounded like the drug? Like, we had speed.
No, 100%. No, I probably did, but no, I watched that show back and I wasn't impressed.
Right, what was wrong with it?
What was right of it is the real question, Muggs. I was talking to a 19-year-old kid from Ohio.
He's from Ohio?
He's from Ohio, bro.
Cleveland?
I don't think he's from Cleveland.
Oh.
So, yeah, and it's just, you know when you have nothing in common apart from that you're black? So it was a struggle as a conversation.
Cincinnati.
But shout him out.
Cincinnati.
From the Natty. Williams.
Cincinnati.
From the Natty. And the Natty, they have something called, what's their chili called?
Chili con carne.
Nah.
Chili con carne.
Hey, Tigo, what teams are in Ohio? I can't think of any team. NMLS.
Next on the panel, I'm sure, has his own iShow Speed story, because you were there that day, right?
Not that day, but...
No, that
nah,
day
it
was.
That day, yeah, it was. Yeah, I was that day, yeah.
Did you find him to be bizarre?
He's better at football than I thought he would be.
Really?
Yeah.
You always rate these awful footballers.
Man. Bro, have you seen what he looks like? Like, the first footages of him, where he's just toe-panting it and that. But, like, we was playing, like, one touch, one bounce and that. And, like, and he was there, bruv.
I think he's terrible, man.
Nah, he could do, like... He done, like, 15 kick-ups or something.
Can you do 15 kick-ups?
Course.
Can everyone here do 15 kick-ups?
They should. I mean, Lumos, no, because the way he walks.
Yeah, Lumos can't.
Yeah, everyone's mugs. You
Tigo
should.
Can't.
I will punch up. I can't.
Nah, T, you
kick-ups
can't
are my story.
Tigo, you can't do kick-ups.
Kick-ups are my story.
Easy. I'll win two touch. Anyone. I'll beat anyone
here
two touch.
Oh, T.
We're going to put that to the test. It's summertime.
Miles, why are you not saying that? We keep ball with him. Is he good? Miles, man, somebody, is Tigo
I don't know if he could do kick-ups like that.
Is he a good player, though?
It's all right. He's decent.
All right.
I don't think Tigo can do. He's got stiff. You got stiff legs.
It's not what it takes to do kick-ups, but you must be doing kick-ups weird.
Your legs are straight.
Skyline chili, by the way, is the kind of chili they have in Cincinnati. And it's wet. It's a wet chili that they put on spaghetti. And it's got cinnamon in it.
Is it sponsored by Nissan?
Is it sponsored by Nissan?
Yeah.
The chili, yeah. The local dish to Cincinnati, is it sponsored by Nissan? No.
Is it Why did you ask? Why did you ask?
What kind of question is that?
Is it sponsored by Nissan?
Bro, but why? For any, whatever we're speaking about, why would you say that?
Is it sponsored by Nissan?
Cool.
Hard hat.
Now, if you don't say cool, we're builders now. We want to see how it looks on you.
No.
Oh, we'll go for it soon anyway.
Anyway, welcome back to the show, Lippy. Back from your injury crisis.
Yeah, man. I'm back, man.
Next on the panel, his name's Margs. He's been flying on his daily radio show. Some great clips coming out.
I'm cooking.
I don't know if you've seen any of these clips, but they are class. Margs in the morning, his clarity is unreal.
I'll be telling you the truth. If you don't want to get realness in the morning, just link me.
Oh my God, is that a gal hair in my bed?
Wow.
No, it's not. It's from my blanket. Don't worry, man.
You got a hairy blanket?
Yeah, I got a little furry blanket.
What? Don't worry, man. Like we worried.
I got like a little furry blanket. I got blankets with different textures. I got one with like a long hair on
it. I've got a feeling when you put like your blanket on, your feet come out of it at the end because it's too
facts.
Short.
Yeah, that blanket is too long otherwise.
Wait, you sleep with straight leg?
No. He's talking about curling up on the sofa.
It's not my quilt, it's a blanket.
You
it's not
man my quilt. Are not prepared. You man are naked, sleeping with straight legs.
I got, oi, one of my legs is bent, and the knee is up. I got an L-shaped knee.
Bro, I'm on a, yeah. L, you got an L, yeah.
Straight legs, Mark.
It's sofa flow, that's not my, like, I'm not coming out of my blanket, my bed, man. And my quilt, bro.
You're a boffin, bro.
You're a boffin.
That's so mad.
Specs is dumb. All right, anyway, man, bury me in a Stratford then, man. Honestly,
what do you mean? You sleep with straight legs, bro. I'm never going to forget that.
You can't. That means you can't turn over. You're just in one position.
And then it says bury you in a Stratford then. Why can't you just wait till then to have straight legs?
Wait, so how do you sleep?
L-shape. One leg's long.
L-shape?
Yeah, and this leg's got the L.
Figure four?
Yeah, and it's over.
Figure four. Recovery position. Are you saying recovery
yeah,
position?
Yeah, monks believe that you have the best sleep when you sleep with one leg over the L shape and one leg straight.
And what's the reason for that? Why do monks believe this?
Because you're in a recovery position.
Wait, why am I in the recovery position in bed?
Because your body is in recovery, you know. You know what I'm saying?
The airwaves are fully...
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's too serious.
I like that. If I'm that tired, I can sleep like a vampire. That's a good sleep. How can you be so tired you did it?
When you come in, man, yeah, you wake up like this.
Arms crossed as well. A friend saw me once in a party. Like,
in a party?
So, yeah, I was done. I was tired, yeah.
What, standing up?
No.
Hold on, Mark, give me a second. Next, hold on.
His friend saw him sleeping in a party like this.
Like, two to come in.
Next on the panel, Blade.
No, this is Scotland.
This is a bad show.
My uncle's Scottish.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is he white?
Yeah.
When did you meet this guy?
Is he married into your family?
Yeah. I've got three white people in my family.
Are they married in?
Mm-hmm.
So not really part of your family.
Let me tell you about Yard, man. They're going to tell you about the white people that's related to them. Yes, my uncle never did have a white.
Wait, what did you just say? No, what name did you just use?
Neville.
That's my dad's name.
See? Yeah. I know it's Neville.
Your dad's called Neville, yeah?
Neville Lumos.
Everyone's got a Neville. Neville Lumos. Neville Lou.
Anyway, his name's Lumos. Dad's his best friend.
Lumos, you've been on the show for a while now. You need to figure out an intro.
Or like, best looking guy on the side of the Emirates.
Brother, are you going to have that?
That's kind of stealing though, yeah.
No, it's good though, because Miles, why aren't you on the side of the Emirates? Anyway, next on the panel. Next on the panel, he's not on the side of the Emirates. His
you're on the side
Miles.
Of Emirates, bro.
Yeah.
And you're not, bro.
Oh wow, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you don't go games.
That's facts. Bloody where's the last game you
went? In it, is it like a temporary one? Is it there?
Did you go to a game? Hey, wait.
Did you go to a game this year?
Title charge. You didn't go to a
no,
game
I didn't,
this year.
I didn't.
Why?
So
title charge.
That doesn't make me any less of a fan.
It does.
Does it?
It kind of does. It does.
All right, cool. For it. I'll take
everyone
it
else did.
Okay, I'll take it then. All right. Anyway, Miles, aka Wells, aka the best looking guy on YouTube.
You got to stop saying that now. There's new stats.
I went League Cup, innit? We lost. We lost, though.
Oh, you went to Brighton?
Yeah, Brighton, the 3-1.
Fair enough.
He went, though.
That's good, man.
Did you go?
Arsenal, Manchester
City. Everyone else went, man.
I went Arsenal Palace. With Specs.
How do you know at one point feel the desire to go to a game?
No, it's cool, man.
Boys.
I was watching my team.
I just realised he didn't go to any games last year.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, I said that. Not one. I didn't go to one game. No, not one.
Wait, he didn't even go to a hashtag game to show support for his friend.
They're all the way in the other side of the world.
Ah, so did you go to a Showtime FC game?
Yeah, did you go Showtime? That's your ends.
That's what's going on.
Come on, man. I watch it from my house.
Wait,
though.
When's the last match you went to?
YouTube.
What's the last football match you went to, Miles?
Last time I went to an Arsenal game was we lost to Watford 2-1. Arsene Wenger.
Wenger?
Why are you giving yourself detention? What's going on? What do you mean Wenger?
Wenger! He's chatting rubbish. You're lying. You're lying.
Wait, the FA Cup game. The FA Cup game.
No, brother, relax. Chill. It was a league game. We lost 2-1. And Younes Kabul scored.
Oh, my.
Well, that's the last time you went Emirates.
Last time I went Emirates.
You're lying. You're lying.
I swear to God.
Is he lying?
Why would he lie?
Why would I lie?
An Arsenal game. What's the last time you went to an
Arsenal game? That was the last Arsenal game I went to. We lost.
What last football match you went to? Arsenal Wenger was there. Football game you went to? Flip.
Thingy.
I was in Wembley.
Well, nah, what? Soccer Aid.
Nah. I went to a Wembley game.
It is though. It's Soccer Aid. I was with you, bro.
Nah. I went to a game in Wembley. What,
England?
Nah, it was like a semi-final.
How can you not remember the semi-final?
When was the semi-final against Man City?
Wembley.
When was it? 2017.
You didn't go, brother. You didn't go there.
Oh, okay. Have you been to a Champions League game ever?
Yeah, of course.
Skip past that.
What game?
I went to Arsenal Barcelona and we beat them 2-1. I was there.
Oh wow, that's a good. That's a big game to be at. That's a big game.
It's a good game.
You don't have to. Why is he shaking it?
We're gonna get into our top 10 now. That was a long intro.
I forgot what we were doing.
Do me proud. This is where I know. See, people know ball.
Yeah, I'm gonna name some players that got single votes. Actually, I'm gonna start with Margs actually, because Margs is the only person that voted for this player, and it's time to have an intervention. The best player in the world, according to Margs, is Marcus Rashford. Margs, we can't keep doing this.
I hear that though. No, T, I hear that.
He didn't make your top 10, so how can you hear that he's the best?
Because it's Margs.
He scored 30 goals this season. And tell me,
a lot of people did that.
No, they didn't.
A lot of people did that. This is the top 10 players in the world list. A lot of people did that.
Everyone else that done it should be in the list then.
So just Kane, strikers. Just the strikers
Harlan,
list.
They're in there, right?
You're destroying the list.
But Margs, going into next season, can we just talk about how, look, boys, and this goes to Arsenal fans as well. Mm-hmm. Can we just try and leave a little bit of the bias at the door? Like, do your list once. Look at it.
Don't point me.
Am I forcing it?
Bros.
And then look at it again. And then that's the list.
My man went to the World Cup. Yeah. Couldn't even
the best player in the world.
Couldn't even start. How many goals did he get there? 4 or 5 or something like that. Then he came back and then he slapped. Then he slapped goals.
How many
slapped
goals
every week until the end of the season? He's got 30 all comps. Right in the second now, he's the top 10 players in the world. Yes, he is.
But is he the best though?
No. Lippy, I've got a better question for you.
He's top 10 in the world right now.
What? Where does he rank in terms of Man United's best players?
What? Right now?
Yeah,
number one.
Okay, I disagree.
You're talking to a drunk man. You've got to leave him.
Not drunk. Because I had water in there. He's got to be top 10 in the world right now.
Oh, now you've changed your argument from the best to he has to be top 10.
I put him the best to give him the most votes. I thought someone else was going to get. I wanted to help.
No one's going to do that, Mark.
The fact that none of you are voted in the top 10 means that you are f***ing up the list, not me. That's crazy. The fact that none of you are voted for him, you are f***ing up the list, not me, bro.
I'm just going to let the crowd deal with it. But I just need everyone to just store what happened here. Look how obstinate he is. Look how he's in a corner. He's lashing out.
I'm not lashing out. I'm being dead serious. I'm entitled to my opinion. I put him number one.
Marks, I've got other interventions to do.
I put him number one so I can give him the most points. But I thought all the user would have sense and put him in user's list. That's what I'm going to help him.
It's a hard list, bro.
Stop moving your hands. Stop moving your hands.
I've got another intervention. Sorry, Margs. You don't get all this time. There's another intervention. Specs. Your last five, you were going out of your way to be annoying.
What do you mean? It's my opinion. I'm not entitled.
You put Elia Wahi in there.
Yeah.
Now, Elia Wahi is a very exciting young player, right? He's a very exciting young player. But have you checked his controversy page on Wikipedia?
No, he has. That's why he done this.
All I remember, the 4 goals in one game, and I just stuck to that. You asked me for my list, and I gave you my list.
I gave you a short list, but November 2021?
Yep.
You ready?
Yep.
It was revealed by an investigative reporter that Wahi had been expelled from Cannes Youth Academy for allegedly pressuring secondary school students to in front of him in the bathrooms.
Okay. Can I just...
Bro, your hands, go on, do your thing.
Can I just say this?
We're waiting.
You asked me...
No, stop.
Can I land?
Just say my bad.
No, you asked me. And I remember the 4 goals, but I didn't go and do the research on him. I just remember the four goals.
How do you pick any player out of the world and it's that guy?
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about the 4 goals he scored in that one game. I'm not thinking about his life. I just want like, 4 goals in that one game. That's it.
So that makes you say I'm going to bring him to the list.
Shut your mouth, son. You nutter. I say my bad for not checking my mirrors on what he done, and what he done is wrong. So I swap him.
Yeah, okay, with
Rashford. Surely.
So that means he's not number 11 on Spex's list.
I swap him for Joaquin. Robetti's 39-year-old.
Okay, that's fair.
And I have my reasons for that, so you could. That's cool. Is you asked me for my list, and I gave you my list.
That'll be as well why you voted for Dan Burn.
Dan Burn's the most improved English player I've ever seen in my life.
Top 10 best in the world.
Of course. Dan Burn is one of the main reasons Newcastle finished where they were. Come on, guys. I know ball.
I'm going to run through the players who didn't make the top 10 who got votes. We're going to start with Rashford at number 16. He got 10 points, all from Margs, and he didn't make the top 10.
That's crazy, man.
Then we got a player who I wanted in, but I couldn't justify it. Number 15, I didn't vote for him. Jordy and Miles did, Virgil van Dijk.
Come on, man. Best defender in the world.
No, not this year.
A player Felix, Greg, Margs, and Lumos vote for, didn't make it. Bukayo Saka.
Yes! I love you. I love you, the man upstairs that created us.
A player Vooj, Steve-O, and Miles will vote for, didn't make the list. He just signed a new deal this week. Luka Modric.
Okay.
They don't watch football.
A player that Specs, Felix, Vooj, Tigo, Poet, and Lumos voted for, didn't make our top 10.
Hey.
Kavica Kvaratskhelia.
What?
There's no way he should be on that list.
I swear down, man them on this show don't watch ball.
This season alone can't make you a top 10 player.
That made me hesitate. One season does make me hesitate.
This one season allows him to be an individual that's won the league with Napoli. Like, I thought Napoli we were just talking about the season. Year, you know?
I think it's just the 10. It should be the 10 best performers. Like right now, if he had a hot season.
Okay. Thanks, Mark Sviron. Number 11 didn't make the list, despite having votes from Specs, Felix, Greg, Margs, PK, and Miles. Early, boys, early. Yeah, Jude Bellingham.
Way too early.
What? Jude Bellingham? It's too early for Jude Bellingham.
Top 10 in the world.
He's been cold this year.
Why do you think Real Madrid have picked him up?
He just hit 14 for
I hear you.
People have done that before.
Top 10 in the world.
People have done that before.
Put it this way. You see, listen, when you hear the top 10, if you feel like he's better than these guys, then you understand?
Yeah.
Bellingham could get into anyone's team in the world right now and start. So therefore, that's why he's one of the best for me right now. And that's a fact.
He gets in the Man City team and starts?
Yeah, he can.
How? 100%. In front of who?
Gundogan's gone now, so he gets in and he starts.
Gundogan.
All right, little Miles, you're back. It's taking you an hour. We're here now.
I think that probably applies to a lot of players that didn't make this list, though, no? Like a Kimmich, a Van Dijk, a Kvaratskhelia, William Saliba. A lot of these players would get into...
There's teams that Saliba doesn't start for.
Who?
There's a lot of teams he doesn't start for. Man City.
He starts for Man City.
Saliba starts for anyone in the world.
He starts for Man City.
But we're going to get into our top 10 now.
Woo! You go there, T.
Number 10 on our list. Mo Salah.
Good.
Better than Rashford? Good.
Yes.
Yes.
This year?
You have to stop, Margs.
I'm not going
to
stop. I'm going to do every one.
You think Marcus Rashford was better?
Than Mo Salah?
Not score more goals. Better than Mo Salah this year.
I thought Salah was trash this year.
You thought Salah was trash this year? Salah's the only thing that Liverpool had going for themselves. He was the actual difference so many times.
How many goals did he get, even though Liverpool were bad? How many goals did he get?
I don't know. It took him a little while to get the ball rolling. But I just said that weren't a good Salah. For the past 3 years, that was like the worst Salah I've seen.
He's more than Rashford, though.
If that's the worst Salah and it's been the worst Liverpool, that makes sense, no?
He's okay, just getting older, bruv.
He was sick. When he put it together for Liverpool this season, he was ruthless.
That's what you're saying. When he got it together, it took a while.
And he took on a new role as well.
I'll tell you what, he took on your team and took Martinez for a dead fam. 7-0.
He did steal Martinez's soul.
Let's be fair to him. There was reasons why, but that wasn't, like, Salah wasn't.
His standards, they're so high that even if he has a season that's not great, he's still top 10. And
yeah,
it's not
if Liverpool have a decent season, he's top 5.
He is a killer. 2 seasons ago, he was top 3.
What I see for Salah do this season is like what Harry Kane does at Spurs. I'm not concerned with what the team wants to do. I'm here to do my job.
It's
I do my job
hanging
regardless.
In school.
It's not goal hanging in school, though, man.
Salah doesn't goal hang, man. What are you talking about? That's not his game.
It's goal hanging in school. In school. You're the man that scored despite that's what Tigo used to do in year 5.
I used to bag in year 5.
No, you didn't, T.
I was a striker. We used to count our goals.
T was in the goal, and if someone scored, he would still kick it. That was what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There was no offside.
Mo Salah's still Mo Salah, man.
Boys, let's be honest. When you watch Mo Salah, he's elite, yeah, and I get it, but he's not raw or wow.
Yeah, but that's aesthetics. Though,
that's not true. That's not true.
He's elite, but he's not raw or wow.
Elite in terms of like being effective. That's elite.
Mohamed Salah's not effective.
No, he said he's effective, but he doesn't do anything.
I need you back in the room.
Everything you're saying, he's not making sense. You're not making sense.
No, sometimes I see him like second half against Arsenal in that game and the last season where I'm just like, don't let this guy near the... Like, it's like, you know, NBA Jam when you score three in a row and you're on fire. Yeah. Every time the ball comes, you're just like, the defenders are just... themselves.
He's not Derek Rose. Derek Rose, raw.
His tech is crazy, bro. Yeah, but have you seen the way he strikes the ball in them things there?
Yeah, because he's not
technical, but he's not boom with it.
He's not a knock.
He's a lefty.
He is born with it. How about that goal he scores against Manchester City where he spins Cancelo? Brother, that's a wow moment.
Spins who?
Spins who? But he's still Manchester City. He's still an effective player.
Specs is the only person arguing with. Specs is the only person arguing with Mo Salah. Actually, you want to say Rashford's name again?
Rashford.
You know you faded just with the Salah thing. You meant to be back in here.
Yeah, but I've got to do this every thing. I've got to pace myself.
Okay. Yeah. number.
he gave me a serious answer. The man was talking to me seriously, bro. I've got to pace myself, man. You know what I mean?
Number 9 on the list got votes from Lippy, Vuj, PK, Stevo, and Dan had him as the best player in the world.
I rate Dan.
The best player in the world. I'd like to know if he's better than Marcus Rashford. But before I ask that, I'd just like to ask, is Ivan Toney better than Marcus Rashford?
No.
Okay. Neymar Jr., the ninth best player in the world.
You don't think he's top 10?
Neymar Jr.
Ability-wise, he's the best player in the world, bro. Are you crazy?
Neymar's still cold, you know. You don't sleep on
him. Ability-wise, he's the best player in the world, bro.
He's not.
Yes, he is, bruv.
That's true.
Did you just see what he was doing before the World Cup? Before the World Cup?
Are you mad? He's a madness.
He was going bonkers before the World Cup. Like, absolutely bonkers.
He had a great start to the season, granted.
Great start. That's his story, though, Jordan. Let me finish.
I know. Because he wasn't effective towards the end of it. In fact, middle of the World Cup, I saw the Serbians boss him up. And then I just didn't see him again.
Yes, you did see him again. Score arguably one of the goals of the tournament. You definitely saw Neymar again.
Goal of the tournament?
Yes. When he ran from the halfway line past that 3-4 man, ran past the keeper. You saw that, man. Don't do that to Neymar.
I don't remember it. So
I'll send it to you.
Send it to me now.
Right, right or wrong, yeah? Put him against any footballer on the planet.
He goes past him.
He's better than them.
We have to do ability times effectiveness.
Performance. Yeah, it has to, man.
I think Neymar is effective. I just think the only thing he lacks is the consistency because he don't play all the time.
Neymar this season, right? Sorry, Jordi, just because I got the numbers in front of me. Okay, he did score 13 goals in Ligue 1. Most of them came in the first 10 games. Did get 11 assists. Did get injured in the end of February. Didn't play again. His Champions League goals, of which there were two, in a group with Juventus, Benfica and Bayern Munich, both came against, not Bayern, Bayern Munich was in knockout stage, but they both came against Maccabi Haifa.
So some would say Rashford had a better season.
Well, he didn't touch the Champions League, but it's true.
No, but you would.
It's true.
I agree.
This is the thing. I think Neymar is 10 million times better than Rashford as a footballer.
As a footballer.
100.
The problem with Neymar, when I saw his age, I think he's 30 or 31. I thought, oh my God.
He's 30s now.
You're in your 30s with this hype. Bro.
The biggest problem is with all the talent that he has, you take a look at the outcomes, they don't weigh up.
I'll say this. I don't believe that football fans have a right to expect anything from a player, right? Especially when a player was a wonder kid at 14, whatever it was. But as a football fan, you see a player do what he did at Santos, do what he did at Barcelona, and be who he was, and then get to that age where now he should be peaking. He's earning more money than he's ever earned. He's playing with Messi. He's playing with Mbappe. He's playing in a relatively low-pressure league. I think as a football fan, we have to hold him accountable a little bit to just disappointment. And we're not like he owes us anything. He doesn't owe us anything. And we don't have really a right to hold him to account. But legacies are basically what people say about you when you're alive. Legacies are what people will say about you when you're at your best. Neymar is a disappointment to football fans who love seeing players like
that. His YouTube channel showed me that.
I think you got to marry effectiveness by ability, and this guy goes missing once a year.
Because he's up there, yeah, it's two different spectrums. Rashford could turn up 1 year, bang. United could have finished sixth this year. Rashford would have still got all the ratings and rarity. Neymar is that because he's done so much, It's like, why ain't he scoring 30 in France? And rare Mbappe's only scoring 30 something. It's like,
Bash had a good season the year before. He hit 20 something.
Neymar hasn't got to score 30.
He doesn't, but he has to play well though.
Here's the question then. Will he be top 10 next year?
No way.
Unless he moves.
This is like 100%. Unless it's just horrible. Even the fact he's top 10 now, I personally believe, maybe it's because I'm just an old man and all these men are younger than man. I think football's kind of horrible right now, the talent pool, compared to what we've
had. At the top level.
Yeah, the top level. It's like, I feel like the middle guys are too close to the top guys.
Yeah. So the top is good, but
Trossard is looking like certain men sometimes. I don't like that.
There's no definitive best player in the world.
I don't think Neymar will ever be a manager.
He might do a Maradona.
He might manage a rapper.
He'll definitely manage a Brazilian rapper.
Yeah. Number 8 on our list got votes from Lippy, Jordy, Felix, Tigo, Poet, Miles and Dan. I had him second in the world.
I hear that. Rodri. I hear what you're saying.
Oh, this is a baller.
Do you know why I had him second in the world?
It's too cold.
And this was a really difficult list for me. I thought, who is irreplaceable at the best teams?
I thought the same thing.
I just think, as far as you can't take him out and Man City win everything last season, there's only two players. And he might even be number one in that.
I realised if you put Rodri in Forrest's team, he wouldn't stand out.
Yes, he would.
And Mika Antonio sat in this seat I'm sitting in right now.
And said what?
And said, the system is key to Rodri.
He's played in many systems.
I went home and I thought about it. I looked at stats, I looked at Rice and interceptions. I said to myself, you know what? It's true, man. It's all system. On my FM18, his name's not even Rodri T.
It's Rodrigo.
It's Rodrigo.
But that's why he just waved it off. He's quality.
Didn't he play at centre-back for Spain as well? Yes. Wasn't he playing centre-back? The system, every system the guy plays in, whether it's 3-box-3, whether it's 4-3-3, whether it's 4-1-2-3, whether it's centre-back, he plays.
He doesn't stand out. He don't stand out. Busquets stands out.
No, that's
no. We're talking top 10. If we're talking top 10, let's talk about DMs that stand out.
Makaleli didn't stand out until Jose Mourinho.
Oh, he did. Makaleli stood out.
No, when Jose made him stand out.
Now, listen. If this City team go forward on like a elite like legacy team, he'll be on a Busquets thing. I'm telling you.
No way.
100, bro.
No way.
No, no, no. Busquets is crazy.
It might not look like that because obviously you don't get the time in England, but he is good. But like, when it comes to being important to that team and just being the guy of the position for like the next like 6 years, bro.
Let's take the best team in the world, Manchester City. Let's take the best team in the world, Manchester City. Let's take Rodri out. Who could come in and keep them the best team in the world?
I think the system helps Phillips.
Rice.
Last season, Man City win everything with Declan Rice.
You take out Rodri and put Rice in the same. Yeah, same.
No way.
I'd say so.
No way.
It's my opinion. It's my opinion.
Yeah, no.
Man too. No.
This is the season I watch City the most, obviously, because it was just on man's tail for the whole team. And Burrow, my man, obviously I always rated him, innit? But not like this, bro.
He's ridiculous.
Like, he's a madness.
He's ridiculous, bro.
He's too.
And his temperament,
bro.
He might have the best temperament in world football. In that position, in that team, to see as much of the ball as he does and to have as many players running at him as he does, his temperament might be the best in world football.
Yeah, because he's so understated. What he does can go under the radar, man. I didn't clock how cold he was until like the end of last season. To build it back in the last season, I was clocking like, oh my God, this brother's
every decision cold. He makes on the ball is Pep decision. He's ruined Calvin Phillips' life.
Completely.
I think he might be the best all-round midfielder in the world, you know?
I don't know about that. You took it further.
We need you back in the room again. You keep leaving the room.
Nah, legit, he could play the 6, he could play the 8.
He's got two teammates that are better than him.
Yeah, nah, but I think he could do most positions though in the midfield.
Thomas Partey could sit in that City system and do the same thing. Thomas Partey could sit in that. If Partey was at City and Rodri went there, he'd do exact same
Partey
thing.
He don't have no discipline, bro.
And I'm saying
he don't
Allah
have discipline.
On
he don't have discipline.
Allah
no, but I can give you examples Allah of his discipline. Terrible, bro. Rodri's disciplined.
He's not a better passer.
I'm not gonna lie. I think Partey could do it as well, but that's not a diss, though.
No,
that's not a diss.
No. Wait. Partey could do it. What with no red cards?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Without yellow card bans. What? With Rodri's possession, with Rodri's efficiency in possession.
Let me cook Tigo. I'm going to cook Tigo. Right. Mika Antonio is a shocking striker. But you're saying because of the system, he can score 30 goals. Yet Partey's a good player, but he can't play and do Rodri's role. Okay. So what are you saying?
Here we go. Erling Haaland scored 56 goals, not 30 goals. So you could drop a player into the system and not be as good as the guy that perfects the system. So how about you just let me learn?
No, you need to. I wouldn't have that.
Yeah, you're shuffling, just chill.
So when Thomas Partey comes in and Man City are worse, but he's still good. He works. The system's great. He still works. But not as good as when Rodri's there. That's a basic point. Very basic.
That was no point there.
But we would have won the league with Rodri. That's the difference.
I believe you won the system.
That's the difference.
Yeah, exactly. You'd have won the league with Rodri.
That's not the reason why we lost the league, though.
No, I'm not saying that. But you would have done, though. But if we had Rodri, we would have won the league.
This footballer sat here, who played with Rice and played against Rodri, and told us what it is, the system.
He said he'd score 30 goals, Specs, so what now?
All right, I want to leave.
Wait. No.
Specs, he said he'd score 30 goals, what now?
Who? Forget what? What?
He said he'd score 30 goals in that system, so what now?
Let me ask you a question.
Number seven on our list.
You are a monogamist.
Number seven on our list.
What's monogamous?
He was a midfield role.
Hey, Rodri's monogamy to the ball.
Number seven on our list got votes from Jordy, Greg, Tigo, Margs, PK, Poet, Stevo, Lumos, and Miles. I nearly didn't put him in because he doesn't get to do it on the stages that he deserves to do it on. Harry Kane.
You don't know ball.
It's not that I don't know ball. I just think he's a joke, man.
Why is he a joke, man?
Because he just doesn't win and he just scores all the time.
How can he win anything?
What is he meant to do, Lippy?
I hear you, don't it? Goals for nothing.
I nearly dropped him down my list.
Did we just rub out Rashford? There we go. For scoring bare and it not mattering.
But does Rashford hit the same numbers as Harry Kane?
Yeah, but Harry Kane always scores bare. Rashford did mean something, actually, because he won something and got Champions League.
Harry Kane's goals and Rashford's goals do not compare them. Do not compare them.
Yeah, because Rashford's are more weighted.
No, they're not.
They are, because Rashford won something at the end of the thing and got Champions League.
That's confirmation bias. That has nothing to do with reality.
Harry Kane at Spurs scoring 30 goals is ridiculous, bro. Rashford doesn't even score 20 goals at Spurs.
Muggs, that's called outcome bias. That's called outcome bias, because if Harry Kane would have got top four with those goals, he might be number one on your list.
So
that's outcome bias.
But that's happened. What happened.
But you could tune in every week, watch Tottenham Hotspur, watch him and go, this guy's unreal. How does he keep doing this?
I think he's a top 10 player this year.
No, I know, but you also think Rashford is.
He brought him up. He said his whack put him in the list, and we just rubbed out Rashford for scoring all them goals and not meaning nothing. I said Rashford goals mean more, to our team than Harry Kane's did to his, because at the end of it, he won something and he got Champions League.
That's a rubbish point, and so's that. Harry Kane performs well every single week. It's got nothing to do with nothing else, bro. 30 goals every season.
I'm saying Harry Kane performed good.
Show me your tongue.
It is an argument because he brought it up.
It's a nonsense argument.
It's an argument because he brought it up.
Don't bring it up again.
Do you know what it is?
I just think
Tottenham, like, they've had a season, yeah. And it's like, he's a great player, but he's finally, it don't matter, bro. It doesn't matter. What he's doing don't matter. Andrew Johnson at Palace.
Oh my, get it
same
right
thing.
Though.
Yeah, nah, because it's one of them.
Yeah. John Johnson at Palace scores means they don't get relegated. Harry Kane's taken Tottenham to multiple finals with his goals.
And also, again, you're doing outcome bias as well. When you're in the mud, when we're in the streets and we're watching Tottenham every week and going, look at that 11. Are they actually going to win today? And then Harry Kane pops up with two goals, gets an assist, scores again. And you get to the end of the season, you go, this team.
10 players in the world better than him, man.
Then who, Harry Kane?
Yeah, man.
There are 10 players
in the world better than Harry Kane. But name me three players that's better than him in his position.
Don't, because it's not good for the show.
Can't do that.
Can I be honest? I think that's the only reason he's on this list, though. The fact that he's one of the best players in the world, his position.
But he can play 10.
No way.
He can.
I think there's players that are madnesses that aren't top 10 players in the world.
But we ain't talking about them. We're talking about Harry Kane, though.
I hear you, but it's...
Harry Kane is a top 10 player in the world.
I don't think so. I don't think he is anymore, still.
Anymore? Bro, he's got like how many? Like 30 goals all comps. It's just gone.
But it's the same thing. If Aubameyang's 30 got us, what was it, Europa finals and...
Outcome bias.
Nothing.
Outcome bias.
It's not outcome bias. It's what happened.
Is Kane better than Aubameyang?
Yeah.
But has he been better than Aubameyang since Aubameyang came prem?
Yeah, but what's then that got no to do with the 10?
Because you can look at facts objectively and go, look at the quality of the man.
Yeah, you can't
look at the goals.
I hear you, but sports is a results thing, bro. Like, it's not...
Everything in life is a results thing.
So then what are you being outcome biased then? That's the outcome. The outcome's important. You can't say outcome bias. The outcome's important, bro.
So what's Harry Kane's outcomes?
I don't know what you're arguing with me for.
You don't vote who won. Like, it's facts, bro. Yeah. Like, it's facts, G. And I do, it's just my opinion, bro.
Of course
your opinion,
it is.
I'm not saying your opinion don't matter, but saying I'm crazy for thinking a guy that never wins nothing isn't top 10.
But we're saying
in the
top
world.
10 players, not top 10 teams. If you said top 10 teams, I'd be like, Tottenham have no
think,
business.
I just
here.
Think the top 10 players win things.
You can't,
all the time.
You can't go and go for Hugo Lloris and go right
think,
back for
I
Matt
think,
Doherty
I think there are
and go
three,
centre
I think
mid
there are
for...
three or four City players that are better than Harry Kane. That's my opinion.
Centre what?
That I think there's a three or four Man City players that are better than Harry Kane because they win all the time.
But he, but literally he was trying to go there and they were trying to get him 2 years ago.
He didn't go there.
Oh, well, Lippy. Okay, man to man, swap Neymar for him.
Nah. Neymar is way better than Harry Kane at football.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Now, let's just do purely hypothetical. Harry Kane at Arsenal. Harry Kane at Liverpool.
Harry Kane at
Arsenal. Harry Kane at City.
Win the league 100%.
I hear you, but like,
we should bid for him.
Okay, why is he the only player in the world we do this for?
Because he's the only player. He's at Tottenham.
Who else is doing what he's doing?
Yeah, but that's like, I could just say a centre back that plays for Botman at City.
No.
Rare tear at
no,
Isaac.
No,
at
no,
City.
No.
Like said,
no, you can't. You can't
it's
do
the
that.
Same thing,
you can't do that.
It's the same thing, though. No, brother, I rate him.
I know your point. But I don't think you can find another example of him. He is his own thing.
Number six on our list is a striker. He's ahead of him. Specs had him number one. Felix had him, Greg had him, Vuj had him, Tigo had him, Margs had him, PK had him, Poet had him, Lumos had him, Dan had him. Victor Osimhen.
What a player.
I don't think he's above Harry Kane, though.
I didn't have him.
I didn't have him above Harry Kane. I've been rating him this whole season.
He's above Harry Kane for me.
He's above Harry Kane for me.
It's about time Nigeria have got a number nine, man.
That's recency bias. That's recency bias.
It's not really recency bias. He did cost like 100 million like 3 years ago.
Are you saying he had a better season or he's better than him?
Who? Me? Oswald's better than Kane, yeah.
He's better than Harry Kane?
Yes.
And I don't know, bull.
I'm in the crowd. These men just suck. This show sucks. What the f***? I'm in the crowd today.
You lot said Kane's his own player, like. Boy, Osimhen is his own player, bro.
That's unique. He scratches defenders. He's a headache.
Headache, bro.
He doesn't stop using it. He don't stop running. And he's a situation. Are you kidding me, Marks? Oh, I forgot. You can't be a situation, can you? Flipping hater, bro.
You're going to have situation eyebrows.
That wouldn't work, man.
The girls have got that these days.
That wouldn't work at all, man.
He's not better than Kane.
I don't think he's better than Kane, but let's just talk about him.
Osimhen this season, for me.
He was a monster.
He's frightening.
Man.
Like, Napoli won their first Scudetto.
Since Maradona.
Yeah. Like, going back to Lippi's point about the guy you talk about last, I know it's not about him, but that's what I want to see. Where your goals, okay, I know it's a team thing too, but those goals, T, for me, were the reasons why Napoli won.
Napoli had quality throughout their team.
No, but T.
Great goalkeeper.
He
great centre backs.
Fullbacks.
Great fullbacks.
Yeah, wingers.
Great wingers.
T, let me tell you something. He makes it easier for the centre backs because he presses.
Take that Champions League game against Liverpool. The Champions League game against Liverpool. He was, it might as well have just been one man on the pitch.
He won them
half.
The league, bro.
Do you know what he is? He is what Adebayo was supposed to be.
Nah. What you love, aesthetics, is going to go out the window, bro. You're going to see more Haalands, the effectiveness, yeah, the next four or five years of football, the most effective players, they're going to get to the top of the game. And it might not look as, it's still going to look good, but it might not look as good as the Neymars, the Ben Arfas, the Rete. It started with Salah, bro. It started with guys like Salah. It started with guys like Muller and Bayern. He, to me, on the eye, you don't look. You get me?
But he's
not shocking.
Cold.
But when
he's
you
cold.
See, I'd love to watch him live. You understand?
Yeah, Osimhen's got no flair. I agree, but it's. I accept it.
He had a good cultural influence as well.
What did you say?
A good cultural influence. Like people dressing up their dogs like him, cakes like
what?
Him.
Wait,
wait a minute. What did you say?
Cultural influence.
Yeah.
He could challenge Haaland for me, bro. Not numbers wise, obviously, if Haaland stays at City,
it's
but
him and Haaland arguing. And then Kane is like outside, like and you're by the door, and he's just trying to look at them two. That's what it is. It's them two.
Kane's a generation before them, man.
We've given the white people nines. It's our time.
But I don't know until I.
I mean your time.
Number five on our list got votes from a lot of people, including Lippy, Geordie, Specs,
yes.
Felix, Greg, Tigo, Margs, PK, Poet, Stevo, Miles, and Dan. Lumos didn't have him. Vooj didn't have him. Everybody else had him. So, Lumos. Vinicius Jr.
What?
No, Lumos. Hold on.
Yeah, Lumos, you start.
What?
Vinicius is a baller, but it was a toss-up for me between him and Saka, so I put Saka in.
What?
I hear him. Let him land. Let him land.
I don't know why man are making all that noise for.
Oi, he said at the start of the show, no bias, bias.
Well, there's the bias. That's why he made the statement.
Let him land. Let him land. I hear you.
You got to be non-biased, man.
There's a degree of bias there. I've watched way more of Saka than I've finished.
Lippy, no, but Lippy, but this is why Arsenal fans, we're the worst.
We're not the worst. But a man said
he had Rashford number one.
The best player in the world, bro.
Who? Yeah, oh, is Rashford better than Vinny Jr., by the way? Just asking you.
He said he's the best player in the world.
But look, he's admitted. No, but look at him now. Look at him.
Watch this.
Look at him. All right, back to Lumos now. Lumos.
Wait there, 1 second. No. Stop.
Rashford
stop,
or Vinny?
Stop. Everybody knows this is AFTV, yeah? Everybody knows when we vote, the votes are skewed, yeah? 1 second, stop. The votes are skewed, yeah? And the lists are just, it's just weighted like this.
There
nonsense.
Are no Arsenal players in the top
ten. Whatever, it's all Arsenal mentalities. You're like dumb man doing the same dumb things, innit? So I put Rashford first to help him. I didn't think you idiots wouldn't vote for him. I don't think he's the best in the world. I just made them to get the most points to help weigh him up because these are fools.
And that's why I'm asking you not to do that next year.
Next year I'm doing it.
All right, Lumos, honestly. All right, that's fine. But who's better, Saka or Vinny? You can't see what
it
I'm saying
stinks,
about
this. It's all right, we're not going to focus on Lumos for this.
Let's calm down, calm down.
It's all right, it's not worth it.
He's wearing a Scotland shirt.
Nah, but Vinny's cold, but that.
Nah, Vinny's cold, there's no butt anymore. The butt's gone.
What, Vinny's not a top 10 in the world? How? Vinny Jr.
No, I'm not mad at people. I voted for him, but I'm not mad at man that didn't vote for him.
He put Saka and Odegaard ahead of him.
Surely he's better than Mbappe. Surely.
No.
Surely.
Mbappe's jealous of him.
See, who's been better the last 3 years?
A lot of man.
Mbappe.
Again, we're not talking about Mbappe right now.
So you ain't league on now? Yeah?
No.
After all those videos I've sent you, Lippy, in the group.
What did you say?
All those videos I've sent you of Luke with them keepers, you're rating my man over Vinny Jr.
No, brother. Man has to be honest, innit? Man has to go for the... I'm not even going to talk about Maran too much.
No, we're talking about Vinny Jr.
Yeah, but it's just... But Vinny Jr.
Vinny Jr. in the last 2 years...
Madness.
...has turned from the player Benzema said was playing against us to a player with a degree of efficiency that is rare for a player of his style. I don't think he should be playing for Real Madrid. He should be playing for a more fun team than that.
Coldest kid.
And I just think he's super cold.
You can't double. You can't double up on him.
You see, about 2 seasons ago, I thought everybody didn't know ball because I was watching saying this is one of the worst players I've seen. I'm saying I don't understand what you are talking about.
I saw the truth.
No, I didn't know. I didn't get it. I'm looking. I'm saying this is trash.
I saw the truth.
Oh my God. Was I wrong?
Bruv, he smoked City and Liverpool when they were sick.
Coldest.
Single-handedly. Even though Kyle Walker's very good at stopping these kind of man, it's like, cool, we're going to clash today.
First leg.
No, but you see what you're talking about? That's what I'm talking about. I just don't know what to call it. Because you see, when you see guys like Ousmane Dembele, it's almost like they're not confident
in their own
like, you see,
source.
You see players that quick, for me, especially playing on an inside forward thing, it's like they get, like Martinelli, he gets times where it's like he don't know what to do. It's just like kick and run. Brother, Vinicius will have a time, 20 minutes in the match. He's just playing it short. He's coming inside. Then out of nowhere, bang.
It's because he's nasty though. Your winger has to be a bit nasty.
You listen. Bro, I gave my reason. I just decided between him and Saka. And I went with Saka.
What you want a man like Saka to do, a man like Dembele to do, he does. That's why he's better than them.
And you take a look at the team that he's in, they got stars. They got real stars. Not like Mbappe. They've got Joselu. Oh.
Gee, I watched La Liga this season. Real aren't all
Real
that.
Were
I'm telling you
season,
that for a fact.
No, Real were terrible this season. But this season.
I just think they're not all that. But Vinny is too much.
Real Madrid has been on a decline. They've been on a decline. Oh, I hear it. Because the young midfielders and all that. But they got Joselu up front.
Yeah.
They probably should have moved on from Benzema last year. Obviously, there's talk about Mbappe, but I don't know if Mbappe plays through the middle because Vinicius plays on the left. But Real Madrid have been on the decline. So if you look at this season and go, right, now let's rank the Real Madrid players
he's probably closer to what you lot want to talk about than what you got in your head because they've been so
good. Tigo said the realness. If he played for that City or old school Barca, if City get hold of this boy.
I don't want him to go City. I don't want him to go
City.
No,
I think he's more of, he might be a Klopp man, you know.
Number four on our list. Lippy voted for him, Greg voted for him, Vuj had him number one, Tigo voted for him, PK had him number one, Steve had him number one, Lumos had him number three, Miles had him, Dan had him, Lionel Messi.
100%.
Come on, bro. Come on, fam.
He's still Lionel Messi.
Come on, fam.
Was he got the most?
You saw the World Cup, bro.
Most through balls in any league this year. Cup,
we don't rank Jay-Z anymore.
Huh?
In the top rappers.
What does that mean? Confirm what that means.
It means he's goated. He's left. He's left. It's done. He retired the day he signed.
Okay, let me say something. Let me say something. He won the World Cup.
When I talk World Cups, you lot kill international football. So don't do that today. Don't do that, Lippy. You've killed
me for
World Cup.
You don't care about the World Cup. But for me, brother.
Didn't they lose to Saudi first game?
Cool.
Yeah, but they won the tournament.
That shows international football is terrible. You lose to Saudi first game and then win the World Cup. Switch on.
Who on this list has been mentioned that's better than Messi?
No one's better than Messi.
No one is better than Messi.
That's not what I'm saying. Why are we still
ranking? Why are we vexed for?
Bro, he's done.
I'm not vexed. I'm not vexed.
If you clock Grand Theft, you don't clock it again.
Marks, boys, Marks had a terrible point. Go on.
I never had it. I was just asking how many goals did Cristiano get?
Yeah. For who?
It doesn't matter because I'm saying he's here obviously because of what he's done. And like they're in the same, They're in the same realm. So if you want to give man credit,
half of Ronaldo's season was at Man United on the bench.
Yeah, but if you're trying to give man credit for what he's done, then he should probably still be like 10 then.
They're not in the same realm.
If you're voting Messi and bringing Messi in there, Ronnie should still be like 10 then or something.
Ronaldo, you know Ronaldo.
I don't believe Messi's top 10.
If people have ranked Messi and he's in their top 10, why is he not number one then?
He's a victim of his own success, isn't it? Exactly, so obviously, we're
land man.
Mark said,
like someone's in school trying to read.
We've spent all season, especially in the group, destroying that French league. Messi goes there. It's not been interesting. But you lot still... It has been interesting. Let me throw him in there still.
And that's the problem. That's why he's definitely not number one on my list, is because to me, every second you spend in France, the further down my list you go.
So where do you put him?
Why are you ranking, man? Not I had how him interesting
third.
They are.
Third.
What
still.
Is that?
He's still Lionel Messi. He is still Lionel, and he's still and he proves it all the time.
Brother. The World Cup is enough. I watched him after the World Cup. I didn't need to. That's done. It's done.
What about
bro?
What Rashford done in the World Cup?
No.
What about what Rashford done in the World Cup?
No, he was good.
Did he win it?
He was good for us, though. He was good. He was good for us. He was good for us.
I watched PSG lose a lot of home games this season with Messi playing.
No, Specs, be honest.
Boys, you need to switch on.
No, Specs.
It's been a bad year Specs, for Messi, you know?
Specs, be honest. When you watch Messi play in Thingy Bob, he never really plays like below 7 out of 10.
But he just
very rarely.
He's walking.
But he's done that in the World Cup.
He
done it in the World Cup.
But again, like I said, like, cool. World Cup, I'll give him that, even though international football it should be, like, tarnished.
You're copying Tigo's flow, but go on, then.
What do you mean, bro? Armenia bought a guy.
He's copying you. He don't think this.
He's seen Armenia buy a guy.
You remember, you've been missing 3 weeks, so you missed a lot. things have changed. Things have changed, my darling. you just touched something. Well, all right.
My darling is new. Boys, he's goated, man. Leave him alone.
Number three on our list was voted for by everybody except for Dan.
Dan was driving when he did this.
Oh God.
And Specs.
And Specs is Specs.
Don't Mafarge my name like that.
Yeah, now, but you're a Mafarge.
I don't want you to pull him up on it because his list has been very bad so far. But Lumos had him number one.
He's Jamaican.
PK had him number two. Marks had him number two. Vuj had him number two. Lippy had him number two. Erling Haaland.
Because that's when the ability... his ability. Who cares?
All right, can I ask you a question? How many times have you willed any of his goals?
Twice.
Aesthetics talk.
Twice.
I've never watched any of his goals again.
That's a great question.
You hear what I'm saying, yeah? If you hear a soldier has licked down 36 man. How much league goals did he score?
50, oh, got league, I think 36. Yeah.
He's been out. Listen, just let me land. A man went out to the battlefield 38 days. He licked down 36 man.
Lippy.
You think you want to know the detail of one
Lippy,
death?
Be honest. Lippy, no, be honest.
It's the fact he's willing to take that much souls. You don't care,
Lippy,
bro.
Lippy. Man to man. Lippy.
And then in the other tournaments, he's got it to 50
Lippy,
something.
Be honest. That's Lippy. A great question.
Man to man.
I just want to be clear. If a soldier kills one soldier, but he does it with tech, I'm not watching that back, Lippy.
But I'm just saying.
I don't like the comparison.
It's a Russian metaphor. It's Russian.
Hispanic.
John Wick.
John Wick, innit? When I watch Haaland, yeah, honestly, like, I respect it. But then I'm like, rah, like, every time he scores, I never wheel it to see rah.
Ah, but differently, on the back of that though, have you watched him full 90?
Yes.
Yes.
The match I want to talk about is Arsenal at the Emirates.
I was there. We were there.
Rude boy.
We were there.
We said it.
He was causing man problems when nothing was even happening.
Yeah, but that's Robert Holding.
Not the first half. That's not true. We were there. Not the first half.
Cool. You can say not the first half. The second, that VAR penalty that Gabriel got away with. Did you see what he did to my man? Just because he's himself. Bro, he was it. He made my man feel he had to battle him for no reason. He's a constant threat, bro. So it doesn't matter what it looks like. It's too effective.
I think there's something's not right. Look, Roy Keane, for me, ended Haaland's career, the dad.
He didn't though.
He did.
He played afterwards.
Did he?
Yeah.
But they said that tackle ended his career though, didn't they?
Okay, carry on.
They didn't, but go on then.
But God, what God does is say, okay, you know what? Because I was unfair to you, I'm now going to put some extra stuff into your son. And this is why we're seeing this. Because to me, it's not human being type goals. This is not, when you said about the physical stuff, we were there. That's, you can't expect a human to barge a robot. But it's not fair.
Do you know what it is like? It's like when Klitschko was heavyweight champion.
Yeah? Boring.
It might not look like certain man, but he's putting these guys away, bro. It's undeniable. Right,
have you ruled his goal?
That's not what matters. No, I haven't. But that's not what that's
Can
not
I
what
just
matters.
Say I think he's more like Anthony Joshua?
Land. No, land. Wait, land. I need to hear it.
No, I know what he's saying.
Klitschko is a technician. Klitschko is punch perfect.
Nah, but it's not exciting.
And AJ is
No, but honestly, it might not be technical what Haaland's doing, but it's like, it's tactical almost. It's not.
It's very coached.
It's not, oh, he just scores because he's big. There's bare strikers that's physical. He's mastered certain things.
No, he's very selfless off the ball.
Is he the worst best player ever?
Of course.
Well, he's not the best player, but no.
He's lucky he was born, like, you know, because if he was in the 90s, he'd be a wing back. 100%. Too fast, you're a wing back, Lewis.
But he's not, though. But he's not.
So we're just like, now we need to figure out two centre backs that are fast, and he's done.
The only thing I take away from him is I don't think in big games, Champions League final being specific, the game would have been, the result would have been different if Alvarez had played or Gabriel Jesus had played. So I'm looking at that and going, okay. And at the end of the season, it dried up a little bit. Is there a question to be answered about him being that guy in those moments? We know Man City signed him to be that. Man City wanted to get over the hump. They lost to Chelsea. They lost to Real Madrid in the Champions League last year. And then it was like, okay, we need some ruthless efficiency and all that stuff. They got it for the course of the season, 56 goals. When it came to that final hump, I don't think that's what they needed. But at the end of the day, to get there, to have the confidence, to have the rhythm and everything else, it was crucial that they had it. And he's got years to do something like that somewhere else.
But is there an argument that him not scoring in them games is actually him actually being a decoy?
No, because look at the goals that were scored.
Because there's too much goals. Like, fair enough if he was like the Tottenham guy, he scores 30 and then that. Like, but it's 50 something.
No, I'm talking about...
No, because again, when you score 50 something, your team reaps the benefits. It's undeniable. Like, you can't have a man that scores 50 goals And you don't win less than two trophies.
I do understand where Jordy's coming from though, because naturally, if I was playing centre back and I was a striker that scores that many goals, I'm gonna tell the gaffer, look, we need to kind of make a plan tailor made to him. But that means it's gonna leave space in the field for other players anyway. So I do.
But that is all theory. Apart from when you look at the fact that obviously he didn't score against Madrid first second leg, didn't score against Inter. You look at the goals that were scored. It wasn't like
was
where
chances
did they come
well.
From?
There was chances
exactly. He had chances. He was through on goal a few times, and the goals that were scored were in crowded areas. They weren't like Erling Haaland drew space and whatever. It's like you can only work off that assumption that he's a tactical nuisance, creating opportunities for other people with his movement and his presence.
I do see him to be a tactical nuisance.
Of course he is. No, he 100% is. But I'm just saying, in those big games against the big tactical teams, Real Madrid and Inter Milan, I don't think he was that big of a net positive.
Because he shot just at Onana, I remember.
He did. But it was from an angle though.
You see what he done to us, Bex? You see what he done to us, Paul? He sees us as little, man. He don't see us as Real Madrid and then Monday.
Lippy, I watched 20 minutes of best goals of this season. Haaland's not there.
He said he hasn't got a goal of the month.
No, there is plenty. The goal he scored against Dortmund.
Poet,
a goal.
No, you watched Babs. You watched Babs top 20. I didn't watch Babs top 20. I watched Premier League.
His Champions League record this year is unreal. It's 12 in 11. But Lippy, do you want me to help you whittle that down?
12 and 11.
Do you want me to help you whittle that down? Seven were against Bundesliga teams. Two were against Copenhagen. And two were against Sevilla.
See, did it
five in one game.
Yeah, against Leipzig. Yeah,
Leipzig, yeah. Yeah, but he done it. Who else scored five against them German teams? No, because that's why he can't stand. No,
because everybody pays the German teams.
For him to be doing
you won the league at Van der Brommen. Sit down, man. Sit down.
He's wearing a Bayern shirt, yeah.
Niklas Füllkrug.
We better thank the Lord he never went there, because he would have scored about 70 goals this season at Bayern.
Imagine Haaland in like the Jamaican League.
Number two on our list got votes from everybody except for Specs. Poet Adam number one, Tigo Adam number one. Kevin De Bruyne.
Listen, that's a guy, man.
I just think...
That's the guy.
He's
the guy.
I just think he's the best.
He is.
But as someone who is a vocal pro-De Bruyne person, just to have that Champions League final ripped away again from injury, it makes me very annoyed.
I don't even care.
As long as he's got it, I don't care.
He's one of the moistest, best players ever.
What do you mean by moist? What do you mean?
He's a wet ute. Did you see when he was chatting to the... Let me talk.
Oh, yeah. He's moist.
He's you, bro. You get punched up, bro.
I think, look, and you talk about what Haaland didn't do. He got two assists in the second leg against Madrid. He got a goal in the first leg against Madrid.
He's the reason why they're there,
but he's the best. To me, he's the best.
That's different, though.
Most efficient, most just natural player in the Premier League. But two finals where he's come off injured, and I just know how football works. In a few years' time, people are going to look at that like when people talk about Zlatan's never won a champs, Ronaldo's never won a champs. It doesn't matter that there's circumstances. It doesn't matter that there are circumstances.
I would say stop the narratives, because if you take a look at, I think I was looking at some stat the other day, that some of the footballers today, the younger footballers in comparison to the footballers back in the day, so a 21-year-old Vinicius Junior played like over 1,000 minutes more than a 21-year-old footballer then. So you take into account the amount of football we're playing, of course you're getting injuries in the final. So I understand where it's coming from, but I feel sorry for De Bruyne and them, like Gundogan, and these men are playing too much football, bro.
Two assists in the FA Cup final as well.
He's the best in the world, man.
Yeah, I'm fed up of him. He's so sick, I'm fed up of him. That's the truth.
And I hear that.
He is going to go down as the best Premier midfielder ever. Who's been better than him?
No one.
No one.
He's been the best midfielder for the past 5 years.
No, there'll be seasons where people have been a little bit better than him. There will be seasons.
In the Prem, there's been a midfielder better than him. There's been a midfielder better than De Bruyne in the last 5 years.
Midfielder?
Bruno.
In the last 8 years, I imagine there'll be someone.
Five, so for half a decade.
Oh, five, cool.
But in his position, there's been no one, though.
Since Timo's come, since Pep's come, I don't know anyone better than
this guy. The U is fake.
The way Pep uses him, like he drops him out sometimes, and then obviously the hamstring injury. Is he breaking down?
He's going to look after him more next season. He's going to bring in a midfielder. All them little idiots, he's not going to play against them. He's going to save him for big games.
He plays high. And you see, when everyone's just chilling, he's the guy, his face is red all the time, you know, that you... He can't even grow a beard, cuz.
Was he better than Iniesta and Xavi, man?
No. Two different players, though. Two different players.
He's the Prem version of them.
Yeah. You know what it is? Why you can't compare them, for me? It's just... The Spanish league's too different, bro. You ain't going to get Iniesta over
here. The only reason why I said Xavi Iniesta, because obviously Pep managed them. So I'm thinking, who would Pep go if he had to pick the two out of the three? That's mad.
It depends what league they're playing in.
Nah, Xavi Iniesta would murk Prem as well, though.
Xavi Iniesta would murk Prem.
What era?
The era where they won the treble.
Kevin De Bruyne, all comps this year. 10 goals, 31 assists.
All comps?
31 assists.
That's FIFA. That's what you're doing. 31 assists is
31 goal involvements.
No, 41 goal involvements.
No, I'm talking about just for the assist. The goals is his.
Right, so why is there goal involvements then?
Hey, Boggs, your table's not going for lunch.
Your table's been bad.
31 goal involvements and then 10 goals.
But all right, last number one on our list. The only person who didn't vote for him is Specs. Bruno, so you know
he's racist. Because you're racist.
Bruno.
Lippy has him number one. Jordy has him number one. Greg has him number one. Miles has him number one. Dan has him number two. Poet has him number two. Kylian Mbappe.
Of course. He's the best since he's been 17. Since he's been 17, he's putting up mad numbers.
I could never put
why
him
not? Who's number one? De Bruyne?
Bro, he plays in France.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he left France, but he's number one in the world.
I know you don't care about this. Yeah? Biggest fixture in world football.
They lost.
I know they lost.
He scored a hat-trick.
That is like
the ultimate clutch moment.
That was ridiculous. He's the only player... Shall I be arc? Shall I say something mad?
Go on then.
He's the only player ever that could do that.
He's the only guy that could bag against Romero and Otamendi, Tagliafico and Molina. The only guy. That is not even a league on central defence, by the way.
Brother. 2-0 down.
Saudi Arabia beat them. But he's the only guy in the world that can do that.
3-1 down. World Cup final. Your team is looking dog.
Storyline.
Dog.
Storyline.
If you want to take these things away from the beautiful game, you do it.
The beautiful game.
That is the biggest in the world.
Listen, Mbappe at 18 was still crazy. Won the league with Monaco, Falcao up front. They had a good team.
What league?
Yes, Uber Eats. But he's then over got to PSG.
What league was that?
Uber Eats. But T, give him credit.
And
for
the Champions League. How many times did he win that?
Well, he got to the final and played poor. Neymar played well, but he's 23 now.
Lockdown final, was it? No.
He's 23.
Oh, it was.
100%
against them.
Against Bayern. Bayern Munich, 1-0. Yeah.
T, can you agree with this? He's the most inevitable footballer on earth.
100%.
Lippy, the goal he scored in the World Cup final for me, like, just that's you're a young man. You got no respect.
Why did you do that? Why didn't you take a touch? How dare you do that?
That's the best goal scored in the World Cup final.
Nah, Zizou. World Cup final.
That's the best goal scored in the World Cup final.
No, I'll say Zizou, the Dortmund one, was a bad boy one.
No, World Cup final.
World Cup final.
That's the best. Can we go to Specs, please? He has an announcement.
He wants to land up.
He wants to land up.
So, Mbappe scored 29 goals in Ligue 1. Second place was Lacazette.
With 26?
With 26. In fifth place was Balogun.
Yeah, but what, 22?
With 21.
Oh, okay.
Okay. These two players.
How much did the El Yewahi done score?
That was four goals in one game. These two players in the Prem, obviously we hated Lacazette in the Prem. He wasn't doing these numbers. And Balogun was like our youth player. Yeah. But the guy that's got 29, a couple more goals than him.
So you're comparing
is the
him
best player in the world.
So you're comparing him this one season.
No, I'm showing you who he competes with and the league he plays.
Yeah, but he's been competing against everyone though.
So how many goals would Haaland and Harry Kane? If Haaland and Harry Kane win in Ibra Eats, how many goals would they have scored? Think about it. And you're saying Mbappe's number one. You're saying Mbappe's number one.
Does Harry Kane or Haaland win the league for Monaco when they're 17?
Let's not act like Mbappe was.
Do they?
The
do they? No, let, at that, no, that tender age
like
of a
Mbappe
young player
was the only player at Monaco that year.
Pardon? But was he a pivotal player in that season?
So were loads of people.
There was a lot of good players in that team.
But wasn't he one of the standout players?
He is the best player in the world. But
I don't think he's the best player in the world. I think he could be the best player in the world.
What do you think he is if he's not top? Number 2, 3.
I had him like top four.
So why is Kevin De Bruyne ahead of him then?
Kevin De Bruyne is ahead of him because football today works off like hype. Like to me, Kevin De Bruyne is ahead of him. But in football works off hype. So because Mbappe's got a bigger brand, we just talk about him.
No, but we're talking about ability. Forget the
but
brand.
But ability wise, in terms of, remember, sustainability. Kevin De Bruyne came to Manchester City as a Chelsea reject. So remember all the papers, yeah, bro.
Might not work. With,
from what he's managed to achieve is ridiculous. Now, with Mbappe, I respect him. From early young, he's done it. But I don't think that he's done enough to say that he is better than Kevin De Bruyne with all of his accomplishments. There's no way.
But if we did what we've done with Harry Kane, with my man...
We did. You're doing it now.
Yeah, no, I'm saying. But if we apply
that, Harry Kane went to a Champions League final.
100%.
And he went to what? How many international finals has he been to? European final, World Cup semi-final?
I lost.
So did Mbappe lose? No, Mbappe won.
Oh,
he beat Croatia. That's right. I remember.
So what? The same Croatia that beat England. So where was Kane then?
England lost to Italy in the final of the Euros. At home.
Exactly. So where was... At home. Do you think Mbappe's losing to Italy at home?
What kind of rubbish arguments are these?
No, brother. I'm not from RAFs.
You're damn right you're not. You're damn right you're not. You're not.
You're
not. You're not. You're damn right you're not. You're not. Proper not. No.
We spoke about Harry Kane's goals. We can talk. Harry Kane hasn't scored less than 24 goals.
What's
since
Mbappe won?
2012.
The World Cup.
Multiple leagues in France.
Lippy, what are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? He's played two World Cups.
Is that it?
Can I finish? Let me just stop quickly.
Man saying, is that it? How many players win the World Cup?
Brother,
England's football's shocking.
He's played in two World Cups, yeah? One finals in the other, yeah? The one he lost, hat-trick in the final. Yeah, like I said, the inevitable thing. Kevin De Bruyne is not inevitable. What did you just say? My man's been out of the two most important fixtures of his life.
But,
and
but,
I
but he plays
in the Prem and the Champions League.
Brother, 31 assists in the best league in the world.
18 in the best league.
All right, so, okay then. So let's apply. Do you think Mbappe is going to come over here and not be Mbappe?
But that's so illusion.
What's the problem
That's illusion.
But I haven't. But you ain't got it on paper.
Because you picked up number one.
You ain't got it.
Because you said Erling Haaland wasn't going to hit 15. Anyone could have told you it was inevitable he was going to hit 50.
Ah, cool, but what does that... I don't understand.
Because the logic works the same way. Until he does it, he ain't done it.
Okay, punch him to you.
Okay, Haaland scored 50 goals. Haaland scored 52 goals and won the treble. Is he better than Kylian Mbappe?
No.
Some things aren't explainable, bro.
To me, the gap between where Erling Haaland is and where Mbappe is, is wide. The gap that Mbappe needs to fill to become the best player in the world... I believe he's capable of it. I don't believe Erling Haaland is. That still needs to be filled.
Bro, how can the best player in the world play in France? That doesn't smell right. It stinks.
The U is an anomaly. It happens. In sport, this happens.
We're asking today, what have you done to show that you're the best in the world? And hear me out. 18 years old to 23, playing in France for 5 years. Even in one of the years, you lost the league to Lille. Like Lille, you want to talk about it? Lost the league to Lille.
All right, look, we're gonna leave it.
How can the World Cup be a piece of?
It's not a piece of, it means nothing. Because
here.
It doesn't mean anything. Ultimately, to me, it doesn't mean anything. Because literally, it's determined by where you fell out your mum's. And nowadays, you've got bidding wars for strikers to play international football. It doesn't mean anything. It's a lower quality. It's lower tactically. It's lower athletically. To me, I don't rate it. It's compared to international Champions League.
So the World Cup,
top level football.
Let me ask you this question. The World Cup. Is less quality than the Premier League.
It's done.
Is that what we're saying?
It's gone. But T, man to man, I've now got a problem with this list, with Mbappe being number one.
Well, you should have done your list properly, probably.
What, so if I would have voted for him, he would still be number one?
You could have voted for somebody else instead of voting for Dan Burn, Fellaini, Balogun,
so you're going to make it about my other players, are you?
I'm saying do the list properly.
You're childish.
Marks could have helped as well.
How? I couldn't have helped. I was trying to help Rashford. I couldn't help.
Let us know in the comments if Rashford should have been top 10. Filthy@5.com. Thanks, boys. Welcome back, Lippy.